Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend, Brain Trust member Michael Salzman, Research Director for Employment Policies Institute, epionline.org. Also, facesof15.com. That's a site where they can read about more of the research and stories of how minimum wage is. The good, the bad, and the ugly of minimum wage, right?
Yeah, that's
maybe
right.
Maybe I should just say the bad.
More ugly than good.
Maybe I just should say the bad and the ugly of minimum wage. So, Michael, as in the election coming up, the election year, whenever we wind up with a nominee on both sides, how much do you think minimum wage will be used by the Democrats to beat up the Republican?
I think you're not going to be able to escape it this year, and the reason is not just because of whoever's elected, but you know there's a couple of union groups that have pledged to spend up to $25 million. They're calling it the Fairness Initiative.
Wow.
To put the minimum wage on the ballot this year.
Tell the audience why the unions care about that. Even though all their people are paid more than minimum wage, tell folks why they care about that.
Yeah, so some unions, like the Hotel Employees Union, care about it because they want to use it as a cudgel to organize employers. And so they'll say, let's pass a minimum wage law, but let's exempt ourselves from it. And so when the minimum wage goes up, we can go to employers and say, hey, look, you can either pay the higher wage or you can unionize and you can opt out of that. There are other unions like the Service Employees Union who want 15 for all, but they support it because many of their own members do not yet make $15 an hour. And so this is essentially a collective bargaining by other means for them.
Another example is where contracts are levered. The wages of their members are levered off of minimum wage, right?
That's entirely right, yeah. In fact, we were able to find in a federal database a number of collective bargaining agreements that basically said, hey, anytime the minimum wage goes up, it either triggers a new round of collective bargaining or your wage is basically tied to a percentage of the minimum wage, so it goes up automatically.
So think about this, folks. You're doing business. You're budgeting for a year, 2 years out. You're trying to develop a capitalization strategy. You got your price structures in place. You got your buying in place so that you can deliver a certain gross profit and put a certain profit on the bottom line so you can stay in business. And all of a sudden, somebody drops a gavel, and by government fiat, your expenses go up without any increase in productivity overnight. That's what raising minimum wage does to businesses, especially small businesses. Right, Michael?
That's right. And I think your productivity point's a good one. You know, we hear a lot about how, you know, productivity over the last 20 years has gone up at dramatic rates. But I think what advocates who make that point miss is that in the industries that tend to be most affected by minimum wage increases, and I'll take the restaurant industry as one example, productivity has not been skyrocketing. In fact, in restaurants, it's been pretty flat over the last 20 years because there's only so many advances you can make. And I think we're in a new age where you're going to start to see more productivity advances in restaurants, but it's going to come at the expense of people who used to be cashiers who are replaced by iPads.
Right. Which I hate those things. I mean, I like using an iPad. I've used them in the airports. You know, I use the iPads in the airports. I just don't like them. They usually don't work half the time like you want to, and half the time the waitress comes over and takes your order anyway. All right, so we got the election coming up. We got going to have a Democrat run against a Republican. More than likely, probably won't have an independent. Who knows? And the Democrats, you say, is going to use this as a wedge issue against the Republicans. Will Republicans be able to resist? Will they have the backbone not to give in and say, well, we don't like 15, but we like 10? Will they have the backbone to do that?
I would be very surprised to see that happen. I mean, I think if you look at the big battle over the federal minimum wage that happened in 2014 over a 10-10 minimum wage, Republicans really held the line in opposition. I think if the kind of increase we were talking about was maybe a dollar increase, I think you might see some Republicans who were interested in making a deal. But at the $12 to $15 level and even at $10-$10, I don't think there's really any support among the Republican Party, mainstream, for going to levels like that.
Tell the audience as we wrap up about your organization and why they should support you.
So the Employment Policies Institute, we are focused on policies that impact the entry-level labor market, specifically policies like raising the minimum wage. And we have a relentless approach to both researching this issue, educating the public about it, and getting the message out there in, I think, creative ways that sort of get beyond the dusty textbook and instead sort of put our message on a bumper sticker.
And if they want to learn more about it, go to facesof15.com. And if they want to contribute, go to epionline.org.
That's exactly right, yeah.
So check that out. Hey, Michael, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon. Keep up the good work.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Michael Salzman, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.